Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Zuko. If you got hit with a hailstorm, you probably don't even know if there's damage to your roof. I'm sure you heard it. You're probably wondering. And maybe even you looking at your roof, you might think you can see damage, but that's not always the case. Let my friends at Allstate Exteriors inspect your roof for free today. They'll check out the condition of your roof, and if you don't need a repair or replacement, that's exactly what they're going to tell you. 614-948-ROOF.
You can find us online at ohioroof.com.
And for all you Buckeye fans, that's
OHIOROOF.com.
I've been known to blare this in my bedroom when I was a kid.
You'll like our theme today.
When I was mad. Set over to campus at Belmont.
I think maybe Scott Corley might have, you know, this was his era. You
really?
And he was shining on the court.
Yeah?
This song was out.
You think this was kind of his warm-up song?
I don't know if it was or not, but I'm just saying this the eras match up.
Okay.
Fair enough. The timeline works.
Belmont AD Scott Corley is on the line with us. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Can you confirm that, Scott?
Can you confirm or will you deny it?
That was Twisted Sister was definitely my era. I was more of a Motley Crue warm-up pregame kind of guy.
Okay.
Though.
Which one? Which song?
Wild Side, Kick My Heart,
all right.
You know, all that good stuff.
Gosh, you're on it. You're on it today. You guys had a pretty important announcement this week. Why don't you tell everybody about it? Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. Obviously, the announcement of a new indoor practice facility for men's and women's basketball and, in addition, volleyball, and just a huge commitment being made by this university. And I'm very thankful that we've got a president and senior leadership and a board of trustees that values the athletic department and what it means within the daily life of a university. And you know, much like we do in other areas on the campus, I mean, we're in search of excellence, and I think this building is a testament to this university, and the, you know, we always want to continue to strive to be better, and so it's a game changer in a lot of ways, and it's a credit to a lot of people. You know, I thanked a lot of the former players and coaches, and you know, they certainly had a part in the announcement on Wednesday, and you know, everybody's excited. The feedback's been great, obviously, and can't wait to see it when we can open it up.
It's a little bit smaller than Willie's house, but still, it looks like a really nice size facility.
Well, as you know, Darren, Belmont's pretty good at building stuff, particularly nice buildings.
Yes.
And, you know, certainly, if we're going to do it, I know Dr. Fisher felt if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's make sure it does have a wow factor to it from a recruiting standpoint, but let's make sure it's also functional from a player development. And so, you know, to have two full-length, you know, regulation-size courts, to have the weight training, athletic training rooms, the video rooms, all of that, and then, you know, obviously, our coaches wanted to be out there, and so to have the offices out there makes sense. That's where their players are going to be spending a lot of their time in the player development side. And so, again, just blessed that Dr. Fisher had the same vision and wants to, you know, make a building that's going to have a wow factor to it.
Scott Corley on the line with us, Belmont Athletics Director. So how long has this been in the works? Obviously, you guys didn't wake up on Monday and say, you know what, let's announce on Wednesday. We're going to have a new indoor facility.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been talking about it well over a year now, just kind of thinking through it. And I wasn't exactly sure when the timing would be where we could move forward. But with some other things that are going on campus, particularly the parking garage facility that this building now is going to be abutting up to, you know, we've got tennis courts that are being built on top of that parking facility that we're going to have, you know, a player's lounge and in locker rooms for the tennis team. And I think, you know, the architects and all the people who do that stuff saw an opportunity where, you know, I think there could be some synergies and some cost savings and some things that made the timing such where we could move the project up maybe a little bit sooner than we anticipated. And so, you know, and then the beauty of being here at Belmont, I mean, once decisions like that are made, we can move pretty quickly. And so from the time the final decision was made to the time of the announcement on Wednesday was relatively short.
Scott Corley is with us, the athletic director at Belmont. And Scott, I think about this a lot. You know, there's not a lot of extra space anywhere in the area where Belmont's campus is or anything around it. So I'm sure it had to be really smart how you put it together and the efficiency of utilizing the space that you have. What were those discussions like?
Well, I mean, we're blessed with great, you know, architects and general contractors that know this footprint very well. I mean, your point's right, Willie. I mean, we're on 73 acres, you know, so we're pretty small from a footprint standpoint. But we've also figured out a way to get it done by, you know, the way they design things. And, you know, for this to fit nicely to where a lot of the other growth and construction projects are going on campus, you know, was a natural. And really it comes back to planning from Dr. Fisher and the board, you know, when they laid out probably his vision candidly, you know, when he first got here, you know, 19, 20 years ago now. I mean, I think he had a plan on where he was going to put different things and has done just a masterful job of growing this campus and doing it in such a smart, strategic way. And this is just another piece that kind of fits into that puzzle.
You and I can both go back to the times where you really only had one court, right? And, you know, if you had extra baskets, that was good. But you had to deal with when's the women's team going to practice? What about the baseball team? They need to come in and throw while the winter months are going on. This has got to be huge for not only the men's basketball team, but all the teams.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this has a trickle-down effect. But first and foremost, I mean, we've got a beautiful Curb Event Center that a lot of people in this community and on this campus want to have events in there. And, you know, scheduling those types of things can be challenging at times. We've obviously made it work and make it work where the programs have been successful. But, you know, to now have a dedicated space where those teams can really be in there and develop and do all the extra things without having to worry about the scheduling. The other thing that I like and we, as you know, value here, like most institutions, is the academics. And, you know, now you can, you know, the class schedulings, the things like that become a little bit easier. And then to your point, you know, it does free up some other parts on campus where the other programs like baseball, soccer, et cetera, when they can't be outside doing their thing, it just gives more flexibility to the different spaces they can use. So it really is a game changer in that standpoint. It's going to make us, you know, a lot of those programs will have a lot more scheduling flexibility, which is only a positive.
Scott Corley, Belmont's athletic director, here with us. And when you look at this and how many months and all the meetings and the planning that's gone into this, but then you also look at the success overall of athletics, is this just a kind of the cherry on top with everything that has been going on over the last several years at Belmont?
Well, it certainly ranks up there. I mean, obviously, I don't think this building gets discussed or talked about if we don't have the success that we've had historically in the way our student athletes represent and get things done in the classrooms. And Dr. Fisher spoke to that at the press conference that, you know, this is a culmination of all those wonderful things that have been able to go on with our student athletes. But yeah, I mean, it just continues the positive momentum that I think, you know, we're all feeling over here. But it's also needed in a lot of ways. If you want to keep growing and you want to keep striving for excellence and remain competitive in recruiting, those types of things, we all know there's a lot of facilities arms races out there, and you know, we're just glad to be able to have, you know, to say and tell our recruits that we've got this wonderful building that's it just signifies a commitment that we have to these programs and to the whole athletic department.
I know it's obviously been a few months and you're in the middle of the basketball season, but how's the transition been like over there on campus with Casey Alexander now at the helm after so many years with Rick Byrd?
Yeah, it's gone as well as I could have anticipated. I mean, I you know, obviously Casey, you know, was just his history with the program and the university made it easy. But the way he was smart about putting his staff together, retaining two of the coaches and Brian Ayers and Tyler Holloway, and then bringing over one of his assistants, Sean Rotuliano from Lipscomb, I think was really smart, and it helped that transition be even more seamless. You know, I've known Casey for a long time, but to watch him operate, you know, it's really fun to see. He's really, really good, really smart. The way he interacts with the external constituents is top notch. And so very, very pleased from that standpoint.
I know it was a tough loss last night, but a closer game than the score may indicate. But the OVC showing that, once again, it's a close league and a fun league.
Yeah, last night was tough. I mean, a lot of credit has to go to Murray State. I mean, they made the plays in the second half. They shot a high percentage. I thought we played pretty well. I thought we played well going into a hostile environment. We just didn't make the plays down the stretch, and Murray did. I think they hit at least two contested threes with the shot clock, you know, at 1 second. And
Scott,
so,
one of them, I don't think I would have ever been allowed to shoot. It was kind of a
no
look fade away from the corner, and it was all net. I mean, that I had to tip my hat on that. And that one, that was kind of like the last dagger.
It was. You're right. And it was, I mean, he's a great shooter and a great player. That was like a falling out of bounds three, and it was just a pure stroke. And so, you know, hats off to them. I mean, the good news is we get them in our place in 2 weeks. But, you know, obviously that loss last night makes tomorrow at Austin Peay that much bigger. And, you know, it'd be tough getting three losses in conference and both Murray and Austin Peay with zero. So, our coaches, our guys understand that. But, you know, it is. It's a competitive league. There's a lot of good coaches that bring in a lot of really talented players. And, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. And, you know, as we know, every path is not going to be straight when you're on your journey to the conference, through the conference. And so, you know, I think we'll find out a lot about our guys and how they respond with their performance tomorrow.
Scott, any idea where Rick Byrd is right now?
Yes, he is down in Australia.
I know. That's why I'm wondering, like, what happened with you guys? I thought you guys were close. He didn't take you on the trip?
He didn't invite me. He did not. Wow. He sent me a picture, though, on his way out. He was out in L.A. He got to play a really nice golf course. You may have heard of Bel Air, and he's sending me a picture from there. And he did tell me, though, that that was the first home game. This was on the Friday after we played I think it was Eastern Kentucky on Thursday night, and it was the first home game he's missed in 34 years.
Wow.
So we'll excuse him this time so he can go have some fun. And, you know, he's a huge tennis fan, as everyone knows, so I'm sure he is loving life in Australia.
Definitely roughing it in retirement, for sure.
He is, yeah.
Scott,
yeah, it's been a real tough adjustment.
Yeah. There. Yes, it has. It sounds like it. We'll be thinking about him. He's in our thoughts.
Exactly.
Scott, appreciate it as always. Good to talk to you. Congratulations. That's huge news, and it's a really cool thing. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. That is Scott Corley of Belmont AD, and it is cool. A new 45,000-square-foot practice indoor facility over at Belmont, and that will certainly help their athletics programs for sure. But, yeah, Rick Byrd is at the Australian Open.
Very, very cool. That's how you live retirement. You should be able to do that.
Play golf at Bel Air.
Go to the Australian Open. Yeah, that's how you do it.
That is how you do it. Tom Brady has tweeted congratulations to Eli Manning with a twist. We'll tell you what he said on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.